everybody. This is Maggie Hart of the Positude Shows. Tonight's show will be a Positude powwow, and I have as my very special guest, Joe Gilberti. I'm just going to go ahead and let Joe get started and talk about the situation that he's encountered in regards to a well that he discovered that has amazingly high pH level and healing qualities, and how he has been subdued as a result of him trying to bring this water for free to the public via a pipeline. So, Joe, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing, everyone? And thanks, Maggie, for having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I guess all I can do is start with, I'm a Floridian from South Florida, but I live in West Florida, Fort Myers, and I ran into an old ranch with a farmer whose dad dug a well in 1969, and it turns out this well's tied to an underground river that's got water readings that are off the chart for magnesium and calcium with a pH of 7.49, and pH, you really don't, if it's above 7.36, cancer cell mitosis freezes. You don't really want to be above 7.5 because you actually shock the blood cell. So it's got a 7.49, but the key is it's tied to oceans up to an underground river that allows me to keep the pipes full. So I'm a civil engineer by trade, and it just so happens we're next to a four-county regional pump station called Peace River Pump Station that ties like the west coast of Florida from Sarasota to Naples through hurricane cross connections. One town can pump to the other town. When a hurricane hits and knocks over the treatment plants, the other town can provide water. So one little stick of pipe through the woods charges about 3 million homes in 6 months. Well, tap water is based on cancer rate. It's really the best raw resource you can find you use. Well, over here, they're using rivers that are filled with red tide, arsenic, and they treat it as best they could with reverse osmosis. Well, obviously, if you had spring water to your tap that had an alkaline reading, you would be a lot less sick people. When you take a shower, you soak in a liter of water, and it doesn't matter what bottled water you drink. You don't even know where that comes from half the time. When you're taking a shower, you soak in a liter of water. It goes in your eyes, your ears, your mouth, and your skin, and that's when you get your cancer. So what happens is the home values go up, the water bills go down. They wanted to sell medicine. You see medicine on every TV every day. They basically want to lower the level of service of water supply, and they have been for 40 years because this thing was known 40 years ago. Now, the great thing about this site is it teaches us how to find the rest across the world in days. They know where they're at. There's a thing called the Yucatan meteor that claims it killed the dinosaurs. The Yucatan Peninsula is like below us. The Gulf of Mexico is a giant crater. It lifted Florida and the eastern side of the United States out of the ocean. It drained the Grand Canyon per science. The difference between science and religion, you know, we can go on and on about that. All I know is nobody's moving this 2,000-foot underground river next to this regional pump station. So what happened was, is when I found it, it was 2012. I didn't really know what I had. I just knew I had spring water. In 2000, which was about April 3rd, a fellow named Jim Murray showed up. I needed a little video. It's like a $200,000 camera that would go down 1,500 feet. That's like 5 football fields. Pressure's so high, you got to have a very expensive camera to see what kind of flow we can get. When he got to the site on April 3rd, 2013, which, by the way, was 500 years from the day Ponce de Leon apparently sighted the peninsula looking for the Fountain Youth, we saw that on Jeopardy. Me and the farmers will never forget that. We knew that was one of the biggest coincidences we've ever seen. Well, he shows up, and I had about 30 people at the site, including some NFL football players. And he goes, "They were deleting emails on the screen right in front of my eyes when you were sending me the readings." I go, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "It's an antioxidant." Well, you know, I'm not into water treatment. I'm more of a civil guy on the surface. I do paving, drainage, water, sewer developments, commercial properties, roads. You know, the treatment facilities are usually two guys in the back of the office that, you know, you do a treatment facility every 50 years. So I always assumed as long as the water was clear and didn't smell, just like everybody else, that it was good. Well, that's not the case. Every water mixture is different. And usually there's 368 contaminants in your water across this country. It's just the level of the contaminants are lowered to hopefully 1 in 10,000 get cancer. Well, out here, it's probably 1 in 500. And so many people are moving here from retirement from 50 states. You don't know where their cancer originally came from. So they call this water wars. There's three water wars in Florida. There's the tri-state water war up in the panhandle between Alabama. There's the Tampa conflict that's now Tampa Bay water. And this one is called the Florida North-South conflict. Half the people live in South Florida and all the springs start in middle Florida. Quite frankly, why do we bottle on springs and pull off polluted rivers if tap water is based on cancer rate? So what we got here is potentially proof of what they're calling oceans beneath the earth. If you ask yourself what the water, Google water origins, you'll see ice comet theory. they're seeing a bunch of ice comets hit the Earth and cause the rain cycle from the ocean. Well, don't you think the core and the sun would have burned off the ice? And where'd the ice come from outer space? So what's happening is they found a blue diamond called ringlenite, came out of a Brazilian volcano years ago, and it's holding 1% of OH-. OH- plus H+, which is the sun, equals 2H2O. So basically, the Earth is sweating water like lava. That's why you see water coming out of volcanoes, just like Fiji water. So this particular resource has been known for 40 years. It's an underground river. No one's moving it. So as a civil engineer, I just put out the plans, and I've, you know, this is the people's water. I've been offered $500 million to hide it through groups like Mosaic and Nestle because they just want to put a bottling plant. Well, just because you know about this theory and you know that there's, you know, unique readings, how are you going to find it? I mean, it's 400 miles away from the meteor impact. Well, they drilled oil well logs across the country throughout the last 60 years. Pull up all the oil well logs. Where are the underground bases 2 miles below getting their water? So pull up all the bottling plants. They know where they're at. So what can happen here is they can all open in within days around the world. They know them from satellite. But more importantly, you know, I learned something along the way. You know, I was getting subdued by the government left and right. 12 days after Jim Murray showed up, it was Boston Marathon Day where the explosion hit. Well, I was out on bond for $500 for cyber stalking because I was whistleblowing it. The victims were the three attorneys we fired, the biggest attorneys in the world, called Greenberg Torg. They did the Bush recount. They're Mosaic's chief counsel right next door to the property. Well, if you want to talk about biblical things, some very unusual things happen. I emailed Governor Scott jogging in a fundraiser at 10:54 a.m. on 8/15/2013. 5 hours later, the Boston Marathon blows and my cyber stalking misdemeanor bond goes from $500 to $300,000, and I'm surrounded by Secret Service and helicopters and put in a hole for 2 months, and no one knew where I was while they were trying to foreclose and steal this ranch and hide it for Mosaic right next door. Well, between me and Mosaic is a farmer who's our partner now. His name's Robert Flint. Because I've had time to think about this, Mosaic is Hebrew for Moses. Moses tapped the rock of Flint to get water in the 40-year desert duration. Well, I'm sitting on elevation 40, so there's some biblical things here that I think that if the Christians came and got under this well and we started baptizing people, because there's nothing more pure that we've ever seen on the planet, and it's untouched, and it's biblical. Like I said, you know, I learned some stuff through the Bible, like what's good saving all these lives if everybody's souls are going to burn in hell? John 3:3 says you got to be baptized to make it to the kingdom of heaven. So I would hope Christians would flock to this site, and anybody on this planet can call me out and call an engineer. Any neighborhood can get up $10 each. It's like $300 for a health scan. I have the deeds to the property. Anyone can scoop the water out with a lab, and they'll email you the reading. The magnesium's at 78 milligrams per liter. The calcium's at 118 with a pH of 7.49, and it's ready to drink. The chlorides are down at 200. So it hasn't been inundated by the salt. So Fiji has the highest we've ever seen, which is 15 and 18 milligrams a liter of calcium magnesium. That's the highest mixture. I got 7 times that. The highest calcium we've ever seen in alkaline water is 50 in the magnesium zero. The highest magnesium we've ever seen is 26 in the calcium zero. So the highest combination is Fiji coming out of a volcano. Well, I got 7 times the magnitude. So this mixture changes basically all medicine. It also affects magnetic propulsion, computer parts. But more importantly, it gives all the Christians an opportunity to come out here and, you know, get blessed under it. I can put the well field off a few hundred yards. It's in the region where the property we own. And I'll get it to the tap as an engineer. But more importantly, it's a chance for people to be born again under it. And what I see happening here is once the Christians get close to this thing and understand what we found, because nobody's moving this thing. It's 2,000 foot in the rocks. You can't even destroy it. All the atomic bombs in the world could hit this thing and you could never even blow a hole that deep. So God's protected it for us for now. And it gives us the knowledge to find the rest in days so all the countries can open up theirs and they become self-sustaining. So for me, my visual here is the Earth is sweating water and it's sweating this blue diamond. It's like light reaching towards the sun, just like Luke 12:3-4. It's like everything in darkness comes out in the light. So there's one up by Flint, Michigan, because the Kempton meteor hit Indiana. That's a crater. That's why the Great Lakes are there. So all these kids can start looking at the Earth like 3D because they think in 3D because they got all these visualizations with video games and they got something to do now. It's like instead of a gold rush, it's a blue gold rush. Well, if you don't have the equipment, like these oil guys that hit it, these black gold guys. This is called blue gold. Blue gold water wars is something you can Google. 20,000 children under 14 every single day around the world just die of lack of water alone. That doesn't count the 1,500 breast cancer women across the country that happen per day. So I'm trying to, instead of building walls of hate and fear along the Texas line, you need those immigrants to come in to build cheaper homes. 1 7-foot diameter pipe is 300 million gallons a day. That does all of Miami's taps. So I have three of those size pipes going down 75 to supply all the water to South Floridians. So all the railroad tracks across the country are due. You can run the soldiers down the railroad tracks, build a high-speed rail on the right, and put the pipeline on the left, and let all the immigrants in, and it becomes a melting pot. I mean, why would you want to build a wall in Texas? I mean, China built the wall. The wall's still there. They'll just fly over it or dig under it. Put a laser light wall, like Canada did, if you're concerned. And who says that wall is going to stop Mexicans from coming in? It may stop Christians from leaving. Mexico has this water too. It's a big lime rock bed as well. So I don't see any reason for walls if everybody has opportunity for jobs and growth. Instead of printing money, you give man opportunity. And only God can give you the opportunities through natural resources. And what's more valuable than isolated pockets of rivers tied to oceans that never end? The earth's like an engine. It's alive. So when mankind ties to this natural energy in this true water mixture, you know, the sky's the limit. Blood's 95% water. Cells are 99% water. Your brain's 75% water. Like I always try to give a simple analogy. If I had an Indian tribe at the top of the mountain with a bubbling spring, and they all use the restroom and dump it in the river, and at the bottom of the mountain, at the dirty river, there's another Indian tribe, and they're taking little cloths and filtering the poop water and trying to get as much drinking water. Like which tribe would be more sick? Which tribe may think a little bit more about war versus peace? So that's what I see here. We can solve the biggest war ever, which is blue gold water wars. I always like to look at the numbers. When I found this thing, I was 44 years old in 2013. The well was 44 years old because I was born in 1969. The well was dug in 69 and well was 44. We were on the 44th president. Well, I take 2013 and I see 20 plus 13. That's 33. That's when Jesus died, and that's the highest number for Freemasons. Buck's dad was a Freemason that dug this well. The last time it was 33 was 1914. Well, that's when World War I started. So the devil had limited time. They built this big, massive machine, all these bombs and airplanes. Everyone was riding around on horses, and the water was clean. Now we got this big, massive thing, and this is the end of blue gold water wars, the true third world war. For the last 40 years, they've created a eugenics project, bottling on water, putting big filter machines. What good's an engineer with a big filter machine if the water's already clean coming out of the ground? You don't even need to touch it. And that's what this is. So I would hope America would just simply look at the basics, and you could order a water test, and then you could call your local senator and say, look, I know I'm not going to get a pipeline to my house from that resource, but that resource changes medicine and it teaches us how to find the rest. What if there's one right under our state, like Joe's saying, because of the natural resources? It's a big, the guy said the basin could be the size, it could be 100 miles thick and could be bigger than the whole United States, but you can only drill 6 miles deep and the crust is 22 miles. These oceans are 300 to 1,000 miles down in this engine running. So the only way to get to it is these big impacts. Like I said, you could pull up all the oil well logs, all the underground bases, and everyone can call their local commissioner and say, or mayor, and say, look, we need to order a water test and verify this resource under this land that this engineer has, because if they're all over the country, then we need to open them up for every city and every county and let everybody have spring water to the tap. And that's kind of where I'm going from the civil aspects, the civil engineering aspects. I finished it 5 years ago. I've spent the last 4 years getting subdued by the government, U.S. Marshals, Secret Service, FBI, judges, leaders. Shoot, I got my CAD guy, Rob Stampy. I told him to go give Governor Scott the readings. He worked at treatment plant. He went and took a picture with Governor Scott in his office, and he ducked out and snapped the picture behind his back. Well, after this Boston game they pulled on us, there he is taking another picture with Rob, and it looks like he's got a freaking gun to his back with a different shirt on. Well, Rob's up in Georgia. He's scared. I can call him in. But really, if America just calls me out, call any engineer, call any leader and say, look, I'll reimburse anyone for the health scan. Just order a water test. I have the deeds, and show me a mixture of this magnitude. And anyone can call the health department director, John Englehart in Fort Myers, and say, is this thing real? And he's got my plan. It doesn't even have to be the cleanest in the world. It could just be alkaline mineral spring water to your tap versus treated water with chemicals in it. So that's kind of where I'm at. It's called subduing your adversaries. They're subduing me while they're trying to take the farmer down who never really left his ranch. He's not a people person. When they offered us $500 million, first they said $50 million. I said, how about $100 million, just to see what they were doing. 2 seconds later, they go, how about $500 million? But you guys got to leave. And Buck Daughtry looked at me and he goes, I'm sorry, everyone. My land, like my child, it's just not for sale. And I just don't believe we made him both agree. We went to church that night and tried to knock on the reverend's door, but he worked for Pepsi so long, he took off. And we both agreed. We shook hands. We did honor and a handshake that we don't think they'll ever get it to the kids. And we don't really care about the money because they hid it so long. It's more important to get it to the kids and the people. And what good's a bunch of money, you know, when everybody's starving anyway? I mean, I want to save his ranch, which should be no problem. I got them all caught up in courts. I got them all beat. I took a break for the last 5 years because I kept getting attacked and surrounded by guns. My poor kids, 5 and 10, are now 10 and 15. And, you know, thank God my wife and them have hung in there because they're like angels. I'm a little bit different than them. I'm like an animal because land development engineers, we take on developers and lawsuits constantly. So I knew how to beat them, but I backed off because I wanted to show everybody that there are no leaders right now in America. Everyone's afraid of water. What are we doing talking to other countries about what they should do with their stuff when we're not even taking care of our own people right here and now? Trump has bottled water. He actually shopped the property after Hurricane Charlie right next door, I got proof of, but that was before I ran into it. I want to give him a chance because he's doing his best. He's taking on people, but he's 2 years in now. And in 2015, when he first hit TV, I tweeted him, Trump, whistleblowed, I'll give you 10%. 4 hours later, the Secret Service shows up asking me if I was going to kill the Pope because we were ragging the Pope about the gay marriage thing because I think the Catholic Church went under the law. And then God's calling them out now. You know, look what's happening with this pedophile thing. And I'm not even going to go too far into that, but I got 3 data points. A guy named Cobra Stobbs that we caught stealing kids with the DCF in Broward through Tim Holmseth, who called me. I got an attorney who was Casey Anthony's parents' attorney, Mark Littman, who represented me. And they all ran off when we told him we got new information about Casey Anthony through these audio tapes. He took off. And then I was brought to Tampa by a guy named Scott Fryer, whose mom's maiden name's Trafficani. They're the biggest mobsters that apparently killed Kennedy in Tampa. They run Tampa. He has been going out with a girl named Victoria Bolea, who's Hulk Hogan's niece. Well, Hulk Hogan got caught up in this porn thing where I guess he was sleeping with Bubba the Love Sponge, a radio show host, the biggest one in Tampa, his wife. So he sues Gawker Magazine. He got funded in that lawsuit. He collected $110 million for defamation. Well, who funded that lawsuit was a guy that owns PayPal, who we caught buys blood for $40,000 a quarter. So there, if you drink the blood of the youth, they're saying it reverses the aging process. Well, blood's 95% water. So they got their fountain of youth, and we the people got our fountain of youth. So I see a connection between groups that have been attacking me. I'm not saying everybody that's hiding the water is a pedophile. I'm not saying every pedophile is hiding the water, but the super rich and elite save this for Rothschild, who owns Mosaic Phosphate next door. So, you know, they want to try to blame the Jewish people, but there's beautiful Jewish people in every religion everywhere. It's got to do with, they're calling it Zionism, Zionists. It's basically just good people and bad people, I like to look at it. And big pharma's big money. As long as you keep that water dirty to the tap, they keep the foreclosure mills moving and they keep the medicine moving and the cancer centers moving so they can create colleges with doctors and lawyers and political stuff and healthcare fraud. So you fix the water supply and things are going to get a lot better. Just in general, would you want your children drinking some water that looks clean, smells fine, but if you went over to the treatment plant and found out it's pulling off a red tide polluted river with radioactivity in it, and just so everyone realizes, Fukushima is still down there glowing in Japan, a nuclear power spill, and cesium-137 has made it all the way across the Pacific. It's cut through the Panama Canal and it's come into the Gulf, and that's why you're seeing a lot of this red tide enhancement Red tide's natural in the Gulf, but what they're doing is they're causing all the fertilizer runoff from Mosaic phosphate to come out of these rivers. You got the cesium coming in from the west, from the Pacific, and they're enhancing the red tide because they want to buy up all the real estate on the West Coast because everyone's coming this way from the East Coast. And then they would open up this and, you know, you make your money when you buy. You collect your money when you sell. So we were told this was safe for Jeb. If you Google Blue Gold Bush family, 9/11 hit. Where was George Bush Jr.? He was in, which they own Paraguay, a big aquifer, the biggest aquifer in South America, Guiani aquifer. They put a military base by it. All these oil guys are locking down all the main aquifers because you control the water, you control the food, you control the people. Well, where was George Bush on 9/11? He was in a Sarasota kids classroom. Out of all the counties in the whole country, he's in the county where this resource is. So that's another coincidence. Why don't we just have the Bush family come out here and test this water? Because I'm giving it to the people. Maybe he should give that Guiani River back to the South American people. Give everybody in each country back their resources. Water should be free.
Blessed are the meek, turn the other cheek, live the golden rule, don't call anyone a fool, and seek ye first the kingdom of the Lord. It was a new way of teaching, no one ever taught before. Now all these things we've heard a thousand times or more. The time to understand, light of the world, salt of the earth, care for one another, but don't just love your brother, and don't lay up your treasures on the earth. It was a new way of teaching, no one ever taught before.
Elements, water, earth, fire, and air, and love. You can't control those five, so leave them alone. You can't even hold water in your hand, but it'll also penetrate rock and knock down a whole city with a tsunami. So I know not to mess with this thing. Just give it to the people. I get paid for my engineering fee. The farmer gets a fair pumping rate. And most of all, Christians can come out over here and, you know, people can be born again under this thing. And it can something this pure. I think right now that this world and this country, the way I see all the bad, and I'm sure it was bad every generation, but right now there's so many people, 7 billion people, and they try to say there's no water and land. You can fit 7 billion people in Texas with a house and a lot. There's enough land in Texas. So there's plenty of land everywhere. They're trying to take the energy out of us through the water supply. So the rich live to 100 and all of us die around 40 or 60. I think that there's an opportunity for everyone to open up these things and everyone gets born again under this thing. John 3:3. What could save in everybody's lives if your souls are going to burn in hell? That's kind of how I look at it. And I got a preacher that's going to come out.
You cut out on me there. Can you repeat that last minute or so? We had this problem with Christine, too, when we recorded. Obviously, there's some interference going on. But if you could just repeat that last minute or so, I could hardly hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Can you hear me?
It's a little bit choppy, but yeah, that's better. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll try to say it again. I'm saying that if every the Christian came out to this and we showed everyone how to find the rest in days, they can be born again under this thing. John 3:3. What could save in all your lives if your souls are going to burn in hell? You can't get into heaven unless you're born again. Well, this resource is so pure, purer than anything we've ever seen, and it's not leaving. It gives us the ability to show the rest of the world where the rest of them are at. And you can save millions of lives. Everyone becomes self-sustaining. And more importantly, everyone can start understanding that, you know, the Christians through Jesus made this water flow like this. I've never been a church person, but I believe your body's the church. The only thing I wish I didn't do is curse so much. That's the big thing I'm working on right now because I grew up cursing around construction. But right now, I think the Christians can come out to here and we're going to, you know, we can baptize people under this thing and people can actually see this resource and they can run and go back home and find the rest with all the data that's out there and call your politicians and get them to help. It's a movement. Allow the Christians to kind of spread the Christianity and the Constitution around. If it wasn't for the Constitution and Christianity, I wouldn't have found this thing. If I was in a communist country, they would have just came and shot me and my family and they would have just covered it up, which they probably have done across the earth. So the Christians have an opportunity to come out here on something so pure, never been seen. And you can walk knowledge I've got out here that's public record. And trust me, there's so many cops and leaders that are got their nose down. They want to help. But, you know, everyone's oppressed. They're afraid they're going to lose their job. They see how I'm getting attacked. Well, I did this thing for the people and the Christians. And you know, all you got to do is simply verify it by ordering a water exam. And you can come out to the property. I got the deed. It's a beautiful ranch. And nobody's moving it ever. It'll be here long after we're gone. It's been flowing down there 65 million years, they say. So a great opportunity for all the religions actually to come. But I think the Christians have a great opportunity because I see John 3:3. You got to be born again to get into heaven. Get baptized under this thing. Just because you baptize your child, you gave them up to God, and you got to baptize yourself to be born again, and then your sins are washed away, and everything's a stumbling block from that there on. I'm still working on my mistakes, like cursing, and I didn't know any other thing but to call everyone names and rag them because I grew up ragging everybody. And I needed to get my head around this thing because I never saw nothing like it. And I never been attacked so much over water. But obviously, I got something serious here. Otherwise, all this stuff wouldn't have been happening. And I think it's just trivial. Do you want the cleanest, healthiest spring water to your tap and children and home? And why do we need bottled water anymore? Just use your faucet. Quit filling up all the garbage cans with plastic in the ocean. And now we have a housing boom and people want to stay in their homes. And American can lead the way with Christianity. I think there's more Christians in this world than people realize. This is the time I think they could help out. And I need everybody's help. It's not my water. It's the people's water. And I think groups like the Muslims and the Jewish people will start to realize that, you know, Jesus was real. Otherwise, I wouldn't have saw the things I saw along the way. Jesus helped me a whole way through. I can't never explain that to anyone. It's between me and God that I'm telling you. He was there the whole way through. I've been baptized recently. I got baptized in Tampa jail, but I ran into a fella that we're going to go out there and do a video, and he can probably say the same thing about the baptisms better than I, and he gave me the idea that, you know, what could save in everybody's lives if you can save souls? So this opportunity for all you Christians to come out here and come to Sarasota, there's plenty of land there to pop a tent and you can camp out here. We can have a giant concert, a Christian concert, and everyone could be getting baptized out here. And then there's plenty of people smarter than me that can probably put their minds into this and we can come up with even more ideas to find the rest across the earth. But outside of that, I don't really have much more to say other than, you know, I've been kidnapped about.
Yeah, I'd like for you just to go into a little more detail with what your arrest and without warrants and the bounty hunter. If you could just spend a little bit of time elaborating on that so that people really understand the trials and tribulations that you and your wife and your children and your family have all suffered as a result of trying to bring this water free to the public?
Well, what I did is, because the computer, I can create all the plans real fast. I was trained by the best in South Florida. My dad was an engineer doing bridges, so I knew how to do engineering before I finished University of Florida. So with the computers, you can create plans pretty quick, and most engineering companies don't want to give up that product so they can feed their families. Well, when I found it, I got subdued with the U.S. Marshals on Boston Marathon Day. I guess actually it was 3 days later after the Texas fertilizer plant. My bond went to from $500 to $300,000, and the judge in Tampa recused himself, Judge Dominguez, and no one knew where I was for weeks. And then in the process, my dad, who took the discs, he was rotting in his house dead for about 3 days. My mom came home and the dogs almost died. They had no water. And eventually those charges got dropped. And they changed all the cyber stalking laws to felonies called House Bill 1099. All the Florida leaders signed it in one day because they knew I would keep whistleblowing it. What I was doing is I was copying all the commissioners, all the agencies, all the engineers that did this in a petition or redress of grievance with all the plans. But I would throw in like Bruce Lee videos and ragging them because I didn't know what else to do to draw attention. I would rag people. Then I would tell people good stuff. I was trying to grab the crowd of the good, the bad, the normal, because, you know, Jesus came on the planet not to help the people that are good. He helped the people that were in sin. So I figured, hey, the bad people, they always want to see bad news. So I wanted to draw attention that way. So that was the first time they subdued me. Then after that got dropped, what happened was when the Pulse Bar shooting happened, I thought about my ex-public defender that ran off this guy, Chris Shaw, who took off 2 days before the hearing for the one that got dropped, the Boston Marathon thing, which was Greenberg, Torg, and Mosaic's chief counsel, Mosaic Phosphate, next door. He goes, I get it, Joe, I get it. And then he disappeared. Well, I just Googled his name during the Pulse Bar thing because I was thinking of Orlando and Disney, and he went out on his own. So I called him up and I said, Chris, you know, and I YouTubed it, you're my perfect witness. We can catch Pam Bondi and all these guys in Tampa. Hey, I'll pay the hospital bills. This thing could stop AIDS. And where's all the drugs? It's 3 in the morning on these gay bars. People are doing a lot of drugs. Not one drug bust. And suddenly, Governor Scott and Pam Bondi are paying the hospital bills. Well, I call Chris Shaw, leave him a message. He calls me back. We played phone tag. I called him back. Hey, let me check conflicts. I never thought of him again. Well, 5 months later, 2 days before the election, I get surrounded in Fort Myers Beach by a bunch of cops and guns. Says, we get a warrant for you. Well, it turns out 3 months later, we find out it's Chris Shaw. He filled out a fake AR-15 death threat email. And just last week, I had to plead guilty so I can get out and continue the project because I've been in lockdown for 6 months and I'm missing my kid's senior year in football. And we had proof right in the courtroom that they fabricated the email. They just built it. There was no email. The guy lost his computer, but he had his hard drive, shut his business down and his whole internet service, Chris Shaw. And the judge just kind of, Judge Wolf just kind of looked away and said, well, we're going to trial. Well, I was looking at getting 8 years and, you know, I didn't trust no jury out there because, you know, right before they picked me up this year, I turned in the funding agreement to Tallahassee, the FDEP revolving fund for the first $40 million pipe with the health department director as my witness, John Englehart. It went in January 28th to the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas building in Tallahassee. She was a famous environmentalist. 17 days later was Valentine's Day. And what school got shot up in Broward? Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School apparently gets shot up. Well, I grew up in Broward next to that school. So I ran down to the school board. It's public record on March 20th, 2018. I presented on the agenda in front of the school board. I said, look, the guns haven't changed. It's the violent video games and movies. These kids hit a button and they think they can respawn after they're shooting everyone in these Black Ops games. That kid looks like he played violent video games. So I'm offering $1 million to each wounded kid to show us your wounds and let's talk about violent video games and help me open this water because the millage rate would stabilize. All the housing would boom. The teachers and cops get raises. Well, they didn't put that on TV either. So now I've made an offer to the first 100 schools that just order a water test. I'll give them $100,000 each as soon as the water is hooked up so they can afford their security officers. So that's not being televised either. So what's happening here is I keep getting kidnapped. Now I'm on probation with community control for a year. Thank God I work out of my house. I can email and mail stuff, and I got to schedule my meetings over here in Lee County, Fort Myers, with each city I go to. They can monitor because they want to monitor. So before I get to the city, they can intercept everything, which that's okay too, because now I got a witness that I was going to each city. So that happened to me. It was the Boston Marathon thing. Then they filled out a fake AR-15 death threat in 2016. I just finished that case last week. What happened is 2 days before trial, which was April 1st, 2018, the state attorney, this girl, April Johnson, filed charges on me so she could get out of the case, and it revoked my bond. I was out on bond. So it made me sit and rot for 6 months and miss my family, so I would just do a plea. That's the whole school shooting, because if it wasn't fake, those kids would have came out. Those parents would have came for that money. Why would you sue the school board when I'm offering you $1 million each and you could be part of a great project? If they can fake a whole school shooting, I didn't trust that they did. Jury, I just didn't trust it. It was when I could have got 45 years. I was looking at never seeing my family again. So I had him in the courtroom and I watched him when I said, I'm going to cut a deal. Then I said, no, I had him zigzag. And then the judge left and said, come back in 15 minutes. And I could see it in their faces. They were all nervous. They wanted me to go to trial. So I just took the plea and I got probation and house arrest for a year. And now I'm back online. I got the city of Cape Coral and all these cities. There's good people out there that want to help. And they thought I was gone forever. Even the Professional Engineers Board, Florida Board of Engineers, attacked me. They put bulletproof windows in the same time Greenberg did back in 2012 when they changed the cyberstalking laws to felonies. They knew I would keep going. They knew I wouldn't stop because I'm a man. I'm not going to allow our country to be subdued by corporate interests to pump dirty water to millions of people to fill cancer centers. I won't. If they're going to off me, they're going to off me. You know, you got to die to get to heaven. I just felt bad for my family and my wife because they're going through this and they're not grown men, you know, that are supposed to protect the women and children. So God's got my back. Otherwise, they would have done me already. That's why I know Jesus is involved, because when you're helping billions of people or millions of people, God will always protect you. And that's what I see here. So I don't think anyone in this country, especially the Christians, should even hesitate one day. Just come out here and call an engineer and have him call a lab, and I'll give you access and order water tests and get all the Christians you can and all the churches over here and start baptizing people under this thing. And look how pure this is. I mean, what an opportunity. And nobody's moving it. So, you know, it's not leaving. It's not going anywhere. The government can't take it from us. And I know where it's at, 9438 Daughtry Road, Sarasota, Florida, 34266. If you go to Sarasota property line, just put in my name, Joe Gilberti, you'll see section 1 and 2. And there's the well right there, right off the road. And anybody's welcome to come fill up jugs for free. All I ask is, if you're going to walk on the property, sign a release so you can't fall and hurt yourself. You know, I don't know who would do something like that, but I'm not really concerned about it. I just, business people, I do it too. I don't care about the average citizen because we're in litigation. But I hope I'm not zigzagging too far around. It's called subduing your adversaries. They're subduing me in Tampa while they're using the courts to take this farmer's land. It's all the way in bankruptcy courts, and we are paying it. Imagine if you were in bankruptcy and you had a house payment of $2 million that the lender now made $2 million interest in 2 years. It's up to $4 million. Credit cards were due, and I offered the judge $5 million, an extra $150,000 over the full amount for every single person to be paid, and they said no. Then we went up to the courts of appeals in Georgia, and lo and behold, one of the judges, her name's Robin Rosenbaum, she's married to Philip Rothschild, who owns our Federal Reserve. So we've caught the Israel Rothschild World Bank in D.C., who is the central bank, who owns Mosaic Phosphate. They own everything. They own all the countries but three. They own our dollar. We don't own our own dollar. That's a European dollar. Hiding this for 40 years. Why should we pay back $20 trillion? Print out new dollar bills. $20 trillion divided by 300 million people in America is $666,000 for every man, woman, and child. Why don't we just get Rothschild to kill our debt and help us open the rest? That's how I see it. There's a way to knock out the Federal Reserve. There's a way to have a housing boom. There's a way to have all the Christians come out and find the rest of them across the country. And well, you don't have to come all the way to Florida to get baptized under this pure thing. These things are everywhere. They're scattered all over the country. They're under the ocean. They're causing the ocean. You're sweating. The surface ocean is like the sweat on your body. These oceans are 100 times bigger than the surface ocean, but it's 300 to 1,000 miles down. You can only drill 6 miles deep. We're in the apple skin. So the meteors give you the leaks. So that's what the oil guys were told me. They said, I'm next to a tilted platform from the KP event. I just saw it right away. I went, oh my goodness, we may have proof of oceans beneath the earth. How do I have proof? Well, if I'm next to a tilted platform from the crater from the Gulf of Mexico that may have killed the dinosaurs, and I got the highest magnesium and calcium in live water. The water's dead if it's under 7.36 pH. If it's above 7.36, it's alive, because then humans are made of magnesium and calcium. So I'm in a phosphate dome, which is the DNA helix that comes from the phosphate dome in alkaline water. It affects all medicine. So it's kind of like an alpha omega thing. And I think they're everywhere. You could pop a line in the middle of Australia desert and build a whole nother nation and move out of the places with the dirty water. So there's enough water for a trillion years and a trillion people under the earth, and they know where they're at. So I don't know what else to say. You can go to my site, and I apologize for the rant and stuff, but I'm trying to draw attention even to the people that are bad, because everyone deserves a second chance if you get under this thing.
Oh, I think it was very well said, and you did a very good job of expressing how you felt and what you were trying to accomplish. Now, but going back to the court case for the rights for the well with the trial coming up, what happened? You really didn't finish your story there.
To veer off, because so many things hit me, and it's,
I know.
I wish
I know
someone else could try to explain this thing. I had six felonies, and it was pointing out the 8 years if you go to trial, which that's the minimum. So I could have got 45 years. So I took a plea and got probation. There's a case for the farmer that we went from the Georgia Courts of Appeals to a bankruptcy case. He's just trying to convert from 7 to 11. We're going to the Supreme Court. We're filing early October, and I've got the timeline of terrorism and all the water plans and everything, because none of the attorneys would turn it in. They refused to. They wouldn't bring up the water. They hid it the whole way. So we're going in pro se. And I've called the Heritage Foundation in D.C., and I'm calling Washington, D.C. attorneys and see if someone will help out. And then I'm going to intervene as a party of interest. What happened is they took a compromise. It's an illegal one. And the guys were on the note, went to the trustee, offered him $300,000. And they got a quick claim deed. So they got a quick claim deed subject to my liens. Well, the land they took to the south, the 2,000 acres, I'm in first position with $17 million. I'm just going to give the farmer back the land. And I just want the water to the people. He deeded me the aquifer before the bankruptcy, 90 days before. So they had an invalid mortgage is what happened to them. They got caught up in an invalid mortgage. They don't have real title. They used a lien for development that failed, that I was hired on by a bunch of syndicated doctors before I met the farmer. They would never let me meet the farmer. I got hired on this thing in 2007 to do a mining permit. And I'm in the phosphate district for Mosaic. And the two essentials you need for a fertilizer plant is a deep freshwater well and a phosphate pit. Well, they do these mining compacts along the West Coast to swing electoral votes. They're called Mosaic mining compacts, where Sierra sues the Army Corps of Engineers as soon as Mosaic does a dirt pit for excavating phosphate, which is dumping in the river, causing the red tide. Well, Sarasota is the only county that didn't sign the mining compact for $57 million. Well, I got the only mining permit in all of Sarasota in the phosphate district, the two essentials for a fertilizer plant, and that's why I fired Greenberg, Mosaic's chief counsel. I said, you guys are in conflict. So basically, Mosaic, there's a few bad apples that he worked for Cargill. They can come in and help, and they have the ability to find the rest in the whole world. So I would hope the Christians would talk to the Jewish people that own Mosaic and Israel, and everyone get together and open it together. They can find them in days. They know where they're at. They have the ability to. You look at any Mosaic phosphate commercial, all they got is water commercials everywhere. Water this, agricultural stuff. So I'm going to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court doesn't want to look at it or deny it, at least they had a shot to look at it, because we're putting all the water stuff in it and all the terrorism stuff. They're going to get a look at it. If they deny it, it doesn't matter. I'm in a position to get all the land back the way it sits right now because of the compromise. So either way, I'm going to win, but I have an open ticket right now to give it to the Supreme Court, and we got it all ready. I got to do some different formats on the printout. They want shrunken books. It's going to cost us another $1,000 to print them out the right way for the Supreme Court. And it's going in early October. And it's going to have the whole timeline of terrorism, all the stuff I'm explaining to you, all the water readings, all the plans that have been in permit for 5 years, the pictures with Governor Scott, with my CAD guy who's hiding in Georgia, and everything I explained to you guys, and my cases that the government can take an email, put it in Outlook, fake a death threat, and show up at your house and just steal you from your family if you find natural resources And then they use no attorney has the guts to help you when it gets this big. So the public defender's office comes in and, you know, they're told what to do by the state attorney. So, you know, I got slammed. So I had to hustle my way out of there and take another hit. I mean, constantly taking hits. But what else are you going to do when something this big? I'll do it again, too. I mean, I would hope the cops and the teachers in the colleges, in the churches, and everyone would just call me out. Heck, if you can prove me wrong, any Christian, I don't care, Muslim, Jewish person, Hindu person, if you can show me a more healthier antioxidant on the planet, I'll give you the land. I'll give you the ranch, because you can't. And all you got to do is simply order a lab to this ranch, and they can come on the property, scoop out the water, and they'll email you the readings in a day. Once you got the readings, and the only thing left to do is a two-hour pump report. We got studies that show they pump this area for 2 square miles for 2 years straight. Once it gets past 1,100 feet deep, it's an ocean, and it doesn't even go down 1/10 of an inch. So this is like a spring coming up in the rocks, inundating an ocean. Just like if you went to Cozumel and went diving, you can go in these springs that come up in the middle of the ocean, freshwater springs, right in the middle of the ocean. It's just like this, and the sharks can't even come in. You can dive. They drop you in the middle. It's the same thing, but it's under the rocks, so it can't be hurt or touched or ruined. It's waiting for everybody. So, yeah, we're going to the Supreme Court. We're going to expose it there. Really, this should be a civil RICO that becomes criminal, but Pam Bondi, you know, she's too scared to help out. Political. I would hope that it just opens, and I'm a forgiving person. I wouldn't even sue anybody. I would just say, let's move forward. Heck, even the guys attacking the land, I wish they would just help open it up, but they're so old and caught up in this mess, I don't think they want to talk to me. You know, so the Christians can help. You can come out here and help out. And the water's free. It's the people's water. The farmer should get a fair pumping rate. Nothing more, nothing less. I should get my engineering fee, just like the Mississippi River. You know, you take people down the boat guy gets his fee. If you're carrying logs, the logging guy gets his log fee. We're all working off these blue gold veins now to satisfy the increasing population, which causes pollution to the surface water resource. And now you need to go deep into the ground. It's like cutting a layer out of the earth. And we're looking at the earth totally different now. The earth is sweating. It's alive like a machine. It's not a big snow cone melting. I mean, you're going to tell me that the North Pole and South Pole is the last of our water? That's just because it's cold at the top. It's further away from the sun. The earth's spinning. So it's it changes everything, the way we look at astronomy. Now you know how to look at the planets a little different. It changes all the energy production. It changes the medicine. It changes how we're looking at it. It changes the book just from one little resource. If you're going to go to a planet, why are we going to outer space to look for water? So we can take a picture of it, and you think you know what the planet has. You got to land on that planet, and you got to do a core into the Earth. Well, if you do a core over here, you may not get nothing. You do a core over there, you may get nothing. But in between, if you were to pop the hole, you may find gold. And that's what basically this is. There's all these secret spots across the whole planet, but we can only go 6 miles deep. So if we can't find it within, I think the Russians drilling to 8 miles. If you can't find it within 6 to 8 miles, then we really should be trying to learn how to drill deeper versus going to outer space. You know, I don't even think we went to the moon. Why is that flag waving in the wind on the moon? There's no wind on the moon. So I think what they did is they went up to find the rest because they can see it through the heat. Yosemite Park's got a geyser. I'm sure there's stuff there. California needs water. I'm sure it's all over there too. We know it's in Texas and Mexico and along the panhandle. We know it's all around the perimeter of the Gulf. It's just, where is it at? Where are the isolated spots? So this one's probably the best one because I'm in the sunshine. You're on the beach. And I got a 6-county, 50-year built infrastructure system right up next to me. So this one is ready to go right now, and it could be used as a prototype. We know there's one over by Flint, Michigan. Apparently, I was told that they did Flint, Michigan on purpose so they could teach the politicians not to worry about the litigation down here in Florida. They could prepare for their election. They filed a RICO and a class action, and they all got denied because those guys can't afford the right attorneys. Obama just appointed them a bunch of mutts that would screw it up on purpose, and they wanted to show, look, the home values drop when the water's dirty. You know, the Flint, Michigan homes dropped to zero because they got lead in them. Well, that works contrary to this. If you got blue gold, the house value should spike. Well, that's not good. That means only the rich would get it. Well, what I'm trying to show everyone, if they're everywhere, then the home value should all stay the same. It's just everybody's getting free health care now, right to your tap. And it's coming from God, not man, because God makes this water, not me. I don't make that river flow down there. Jesus does, is the way I see it. And everyone's got a great opportunity in this generation to set up the next. We're in a transition as far as I'm concerned. This should have been exposed in 1969, not 2013. So being a one-man shop with a little family, nobody could tell me what to do at a corporation. I've been on my own for 20 years. If I worked for a big, large engineering firm, they would have said, Joe, good job, but we're going to lose all our contracts and we got families to feed. So it's kind of like a David and Goliath thing, you know, you needed one guy to do it so nobody gets in my way and I could just flow freely. And that's where you're going to see my mistakes, where I ragged people too much. I called everyone names under the sun. And then I would put, you know, genuine things. So it looks like you're kind of crazy. You know, you're going from good to bad to mediocre and people don't understand it. Well, every time I did real good things, I started getting attacked. So as long as I did silly things, they left me alone because I wanted to see my boys grow up a little bit. I figured if no one's going to help me, I can do whatever I want. Well, now we're at a point where I think time's gone by long enough. It's like a Rocky fight. I wasn't supposed to win, but I didn't get totally knocked out. Well, now I could use the help of the people. It's your water, not mine. But I don't want to keep rambling on, you know. I just want everyone to realize this thing ain't leaving and it's the people's water and it shows us how to find the rest around the world. And there could be a Christian movement here to help, you know, help out the Middle East. Quit going for their oil. We got more oil here than they do. Show them this knowledge so they can open up their own water in the desert. They're probably right underneath them and they don't even know it, right in the middle of Africa. You know, pull up all the bottling plants around the world. I guarantee you they're right there.
There you go.
So,
Perfect.
All right, Maggie.
Thank you so very much. We're just about out of time. But thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story with us firsthand. And I wish you the best in all of your endeavors. And just throw out your contact info really quickly, if you would, because we've got about a half a minute left.
All right. My phone number is 813-470-6000. You can email me at gilbertiwater@gmail.com. GILBERTIWater.com. And the project's located at 9438 Daughtry Road, Sarasota, Florida, 34266. You can call John Eichelhart at the Fort Myers Health Department on Victoria Ave. I think that's good enough for the public record.
There you go.
Okay?
Thanks again,
Joe. All right.
Joe.
Well, thanks a lot. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening. That's been another Positude Powwow. Thank you to Pat Carr for allowing me to use his original music on my shows. As always, get a hold of him at Pat Carr, pwcarrmusic.com. Check him out on SoundClick. And please support the L&M Network. We are totally listener funded. Thanks again, all. Good night and God bless.